Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Steelers and Shedeur Sanders at pick 21. That this is a marriage made in heaven for Mike Tomlin if Sanders is still there. Tomlin really likes Sanders, says McShay. This makes me nervous because I like Sanders and I don't feel comfortable being in the same place as Mike Tomlin on something.
Oh, you got to free your mind. I've acknowledged agreeing with lots of Ben Roethlisberger's post-playing career takes. Stop being such a baby.
Yes, Ben Roethlisberger tends to be right about a lot of things. Mike Tomlin, wrong about quarterbacks. I, wrong about Kenny Pickett. Mike, wrong about Kenny Pickett.
Ben believed in Kenny Pickett. I never did. Actually, did he believe in him at all?
You started to come around on Kenny a little bit.
Really.
You try to deny that stuff and say, well, it was fake Mulsey on the air, authentic Mulsey off the air, never believed in Kenny Pickett. But
I said he did all he could in the preseason to convince a skeptic like me, and then as soon as they came in there and the Youngstown 49ers contingent blew their doors off, the ruse was over.
Sometimes authentic Mulsey, after he had that great second half against the Rams, I had to pretend that Kenny Pickett was on the right track, but really deep down, authentic Mulsey didn't think so.
Well, let's not
Donnie, am I right about that?
Here.
He does that. He, after the fact, says, well, I was right because the guy you were getting on the air was not really me. It was pretend me. It was on-air me. That's not the same as real me. And the
No, it was me trying to find silver linings in what I still felt like
job.
Was a dark cloud.
Your job is to just give your real takes. You should have come out after that game and said, oh, who gives a crap about one game against the Rams? The guy's got small hands and sucks.
I mean, I think I managed to probably get right back to that point like a week later.
Yeah. Well, don't be inconsistent. I'm killing people for this. You guys have been making fun of Jason Mackey's column about T.J. Watt because he didn't pick a side.
What do you mean, you guys? I didn't make fun of it.
No, I definitely
did. Talking more about Joe and Chris on this one. So
Joe's not even on this show. Why are you lumping him in? He's got to go to the ATM right now.
Oh,
he's got a lot bigger problems.
My bad.
Than that.
I didn't know that we're not allowed to talk about other people's opinions on
our
show.
Well, when you say you guys and you mean me and Joe, people will naturally not understand that you mean Joe in there.
Okay.
So you are nervous because the player you have actually started to talk yourself into and you think would be a good pick at 21 is a player that the head coach thinks would be a good pick at 21, and you are very uncomfortable given the head coach's non-existent track record at developing quarterbacks.
Yeah, I'd feel much better if Andy Weidel and Omar Khan had somehow hypnotized Mike Tomlin into thinking what was best for the franchise was Shedeur Sanders, and I knew that it was coming from them and not Mike. But it sounds like it's coming from Mike. And the other thing that I think you can infer or you can trust me on this, which this isn't Brandon Ayuk, so I think you can trust me on this more than
not. Hey, no. I'm actually going to turn this around on you. If you're going to rip me and say I went back on my opinions, I backed you on the Ayuk thing loudly.
So we both look bad.
I stood in your corner.
People don't still tweet you about Brandon Ayuk, and they do that with me every day, no matter what I tweet about. It can be about the Pirates, and someone says, well, how is Brandon Ayuk pitching tonight?
I do love that.
Oh,
is that the sound
did Brandon
making?
Ayuk steal second base? I've got the sense of humor of a friggin' idiot. Okay. Anyways.
Let's get this conversation over the goal line here, pal. Something that never happened with
Donnie,
Brandon
you want to
Ayuk.
Take over here, and I'll go have the steak dinner with Joe tonight? I think the owner is supportive of Sanders, too. And here's the two things that make me feel that way. He said at his season-ending press conference that they needed to find a quarterback and mentioned the draft several times, not the 2026 draft in Pittsburgh, but this draft, the one that's going to happen in 9 days. And he also, more than his coach, seems to be a guy who remembers Terry Bradshaw and Ben Roethlisberger and most of the quarterbacks he's watched for his adult life and probably formative years in football too, and thinks that it's a guy that makes plays from the pocket. And Sanders, even more so than Ward, makes plays from the pocket.
Sanders is the purest pocket passer of what, top four or five guys being even discussed.
So I think Art can be talked into being a Sanders believer for that reason. And I think Mike clearly is. I don't think McShay is making this up for clicks or to create a smokescreen.
I don't think
Jeff Hathorn is doing that either.
No, Jeff never does that. I don't think Todd does that, McShay. Then there's already a major inconsistency, though, with Mike if he does like Sanders as much as is being reported. He has pounded the table. It is a known thing. He has said it in his own words that he values quarterback mobility to a very high degree. Shedeur Sanders' dad might be one of the most athletic people ever to play in the NFL.
And he got his mom's genes.
Shedeur Sanders, I think, didn't Dion make that joke?
Maybe, but if he Shedeur did, somebody
Sanders
made it for him.
Is not a high-end athlete.
But maybe we should start actually grading and taking Mike Tomlin, not at his word, but at his actions. He picked Kenny Pickett over Malik Willis, even though Willis was the much better athlete and much more mobile quarterback. He had Russell Wilson and Justin Fields on his roster last year, and when both were healthy, elected to play the far less mobile quarterback of the two. He says he prefers mobile quarterbacks. He says it all the time, but when challenged or pushed on it, he usually just defaults back to going with the pocket guy. He has. So, like, the idea that Mike Tomlin would be smitten by one of the greatest football players of all time, his son being a quarterback and having really good results in college and thinking, if I get him here, he's going to be pro ready because he's been around pro football his entire life. And I don't want a project. I want someone who I can play either immediately or have on standby in case a 42-year-old Aaron Rodgers gets injured this year. It makes sense that he would like Sanders. There's not a lot of projectable with Sanders. It's he goes in and kind of high floor, what you see is what you get. That's probably why he liked Kenny so much, because he had a high floor. He ended up being a bust in the end, so you know the high floor thing didn't backfire on him.
High floor seems so short. I think Sanders is a better prospect than Kenny was.
He clearly is.
It's obvious. That should be obvious.
At one point, he was considered to be the number one pick in the draft. Now, it hasn't gone that way, but Kenny was never bandied about or talked about as a
potential first
overall
pick. I still think there's only one true first-round pick at quarterback in this draft, and it's Ward. That's
yes,
my opinion.
And you're right. He's separated himself, but I'm saying
yes,
at least last football season, it was a two-horse race. It was never Kenny was never in the Kentucky Derby of first-round pick or first overall pick.
Well, there's nobody in Kenny's draft. It's an historically bad draft for that position. And
other
this
than
one,
Brock Purdy, it was the overall. Our last pick, but continue.
It still is a historically bad draft at that position. This one is better. It's not great, but it's better by a significant enough margin that you should look at some of the guys at the top a little bit differently. This is so myopic. This is so nearsighted. If Tomlin really is this hot to trot about Sanders, probably because we know he loves bloodlines, like you said, and he loves NFL genes, and he loves the fact that the kid is not going to be cowed by the NFL spotlight because he's been living in it for years now.
I could take him into Baltimore and he's going to cut off his eyelids and not blink.
Sure. All that stupid stuff that I'm very sick of hearing because I hear it every single year. Mike knows what he's up against at the very bare minimum in the AFC. He knows what he's up against in his own division. He's got the supercomputer at the line of scrimmage in Joe Burrow. That's his super. He's got like superpowers. Before the snap, he sees it all, he processes it all.
Sure.
He's got very good traits too.
Yeah.
He's got the other cheat code in Lamar Jackson in his own division, who just exercised his Tomlin demons and ran him over in the playoffs. He's got, if he somehow gets through one of those situations, or depending on how the chips would fall, he's got to deal with Josh Allen, who's a cyborg. Oh, and by the way, and I'm not even going to go down the list to Stroud, to Herbert, to other guys, right? Or to even Drake May, who you know I'm a big fan of. There's still the dude looming in Kansas City, and the reason this strikes me as so short-sighted, so nearsighted on Mike's part is, best case scenario, Shadur is a guy with good situation and good teammates around him and a good system and all that other stuff. He gets the most out of his abilities. Doesn't that kind of sound like Tua to you? Like, put him in a good system, put him with good teammates, put him behind a good line, and he can be pretty good to a point. We always talk about try to find somebody that is like an alien or a cheat code or a guy who, as you, I like your term all the time for Ben at his best, a force multiplier for players around him. Shadur Sanders is not that dude.
And people still don't think Jalen Hurts is that, and he just won the Super Bowl and beat Mahomes and it wasn't close. And that's right now, that's going to be the rebuttal and that's going to be the way that people justify.
But I have an easy justification or rebuttal back. Does Howie Roseman run the Steelers?
No, but
Mike Tomlin preeminently does.
Well, you used a key word there, myopic. In his myopic world, they haven't gotten good quarterback play, and they won 10 games again last year.
But they were never, much like, to use like a golf analogy, Scottie Scheffler finished fourth at the Masters, was never actually a threat to win the tournament if you watched. They had 10 wins. They were never a threat to win a playoff game if you were
watching. I know,
watching.
But Scheffler thinks to himself, man, if I make five putts inside of 12 feet, I win the tournament.
Big difference. Scheffler won two of those big boys already.
Big difference. Tomlin's never had a losing season, so he thinks he's always great.
That's just,
I mean, that's
like the equivalent of finishing 10th at every tournament,
I
but
know,
never winning
but
one.
You're, we're dealing with the delusional human being here. I don't
well,
know
if you.
That's
why I'm so uncomfortable about this entire scenario, because I think the coach doesn't know how to identify talent
which
at that
position.
Which
gets me back to what I said at the beginning.
He is panic pushing this button. I hope the Giants do them a favor and take Shadur Sanders.
Well, it gets me back to what I said. I am nervous about this because I have been very bullish on Sanders lately, and now to hear that Tomlin is based practically drooling over the guy gives me pause.
Is it knocking you off your spot completely?
No, not off my spot, because I'm a man of conviction and I'm going to stick with what I saw in college football. But yeah, like it gives me, I hesitate for sure. This is interesting. Our Twitter poll, 20 minutes ago we posted this. 900 of you or close to it have already voted. If Sanders slips to 21, do you want the Steelers to take him? 51% say yes. So it's pretty much 50-50. I thought for sure it was going to be much more heavily slanted towards no. Maybe it's just the way we do sports talk radio and what the YouTube channel looks like with the comments from the Boobsburg feelers of the world and people like that.
Somehow the YouTube comments are arguing about Keaton Slovis
right now. And Donnie's text line and everything else. But and the phone calls, of course, we'll open up the lines now at 412-928-9370. But the feedback we get on this show is usually heavily anti-Shadur Sanders. I get very little support when I say this is a good idea. But Twitter is basically split down the middle, slanting or skewing a little bit more towards yes.
Well, now we've got
this
another,
is a good idea.
I don't know if you have this one cut yet. I don't know how long ago it happened. Now you've got another theory. The Giants could take Abdul Carter at 3 and still get in the Steelers' way by trading up to make sure they get Shadur Sanders.
Yeah,
Schrager, floating that.
Yep.
I mean, I would like the Giants to do the Steelers a favor, because if I'm hearing from reliable sources, I consider McShay and Hathorn both to be exactly that, that there is a real affection for the player here on the part of the head coach, who we know has the loudest voice, and if the owner still believes games are won from the pocket, A lot of different streams are converging to kind of create a big river of support here for a player I don't want them to take. And I will plant my flag and not waver from it. The guy's a better prospect than Kenny Pickett, but it's only a matter of degree and not enough of one to get them where they need to go.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.